Diabetics are being urged to ensure that they have well-controlled blood sugar levels to reduce the risk of serious health problems and complications. The advice comes from District Medical Officer for the Kaliko Health District, Dr. Nyamka Snagjohn, just ahead of World Diabetes Day being commemorated tomorrow, November 14th. World Diabetes Day is being observed under this year's theme, Breaking Barriers, Bridging Gaps. And according to the World Health Organization, this year's theme underpins the commitment to reducing the risk of diabetes and ensuring that all people who are diagnosed with diabetes have access to equitable, comprehensive, affordable, and quality treatment and care. According to Dr. Snagjohn, with the global rise in new diabetes cases, St. Vincent and the Grenadines has also seen a trend where diagnosis of diabetes has increased, with a noted rise in cases among the younger generation as well.
Diabetes worldwide has been increasing. So even in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, whether it be in the young or the elderly, we find the prevalence of diabetes getting higher every year. And that's mainly due to the lifestyles that we live. But yes, definitely diabetes has been on the rise. And because of childhood obesity, we also find that the number of children with diabetes have been increasing, and we also find that a lot of diabetes developing in younger persons, type 1, I should say, and diabetes type 2.
Dr. Snagjohn says that foot care is an integral part of diabetic care management, adding that one of the complications is loss of lower limbs or amputations to the lower extremities.
We want persons to always either use a mirror or have someone look at the feet to make sure something hasn't stuck you inadvertently. You want to make sure that the shoes that you're wearing, they're appropriately sized and comfortable. If you have neuropathy, you may develop blisters and you may not even know. You have to be very careful when you're trimming your nails as well. You want to use socks that do not have any tight elastic that can cause compression on the feet. Also, if you're cleaning the feet, the water that you place in your feet in, you have to ensure that the temperature is not too hot because you can develop burns. In our clinics and so, we have nurses and other healthcare providers who are usually trained to help persons take care of their feet. And also, we look for circulation in the foot.
Dr. Snagjohn says amputations are a last resort to prevent death due to infections.
What we find a lot of times with severe infections of the feet, they can cause what we call bacteremia or septicemia, and that person can actually die if that infection of the foot spreads into the bloodstream and causes the failure of other organs. So at that time, it's really a matter of life and death. Once you're home, you then have to be careful for falls because we don't want you to be falling and incurring any other injuries. Still try to do as much physical activity as is possible, so the physiotherapist can assist persons in doing certain exercise so that they can still maintain adequate movement. You still need to monitor your blood sugars and you will still need to watch your diet while you're home.
She notes that skin infections are not uncommon in diabetics and urge persons with the illness to always maintain proper control of their blood sugars.
What can happen in diabetics is that skin infections can escalate very quickly. We find that diabetics can develop a lot of skin infections, especially if the blood sugars are not controlled. If your blood sugars are controlled, the likelihood of developing any severe infection is limited.
District Medical Officer for the Kaliko Health District, Dr. Nyamka Snagjohn. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.